Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. This show is part of the Cross Politic Network. Do you want to get great benefits? Do you want to keep seeing great Christian shows come out and great Christian content? Well, come partner with us and be a member. Help support us and get a lot of great stuff. And most of all, keep seeing great new shows that are coming out. If you want to reach out to me with any comments or questions, feedback, or whatnot, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at How to Build a Tent. You can also email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. I love hearing from you guys, so please reach out. I don't know if there is a greater example of a trilogy that should have just been one movie, and that is the Matrix trilogy. That first movie was so great, and those other ones not so much. But in that first movie, there was such great symbolism. There was like stories that you would think would come out of the Bible and great sermon stories to use and all that good stuff. And one of them that I love the most is when Neo is going in and talking to this kid and he's like playing around with the spoon and it's all bending around. And he says, there is no spoon. That's like how he does it, right? It's to something to that effect, that you need to realize that there is not a spoon there. And it's probably like super Buddhist-y or whatever. But the last couple of weeks, God has been really speaking to me about something, and I want to share it with you guys. And that's one of the great things about having a podcast is when God speaks to you, you can talk about it on a show, and then you don't have to worry about forgetting it because you can just go back and watch your own shows again. So that's what we're going to do today. And God really spoke to me from one of the posts that I posted on Cross Politic Network, was John Piper's sermon, where he talks about our goal in reading the Bible is getting to know God more. It's not just a head knowledge, but we want to know Him. And the only way to do that is by the Holy Spirit working in our lives, because it's a spiritual thing as well. And so you could read a text over and over again, and it keeps revealing new applications for you because the Holy Spirit is working through that text. And one of those is in Matthew 14:28. I'm going to read to you, and then we're going to draw some application today from this. And we're going to also apply this to business, because this is a business show after all. So Matthew 14:28 through 33, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. He said, come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. And Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly you are the Son of God. When Paul talks about in Romans about this warfare that goes on, I feel like that is something that we can all relate to really well. We feel as Christians that warfare inside of us of the fleshly desires versus the spiritual desires and the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And this story is a great picture of that, symbolism of that. And something that God has been speaking to me about in the last couple weeks is, do I want to spend my time and my energy and my focus on trying to do things in my own power? Or do I want to just have peace where God has me and spend my time and energy obeying Him? And I love this story that we just read, because there's some amazing things in this, like, there is no spoon, but in this case, there is no boat. What do I mean by that? Peter was staying afloat on the boat, but he was also being able to stay afloat on the ocean. Now, logically, you could easily say and conclude that the boat wasn't ever the thing keeping him afloat, but it was Jesus. Because he was able to stay above the waves and above the stormy winds and all of those things, all of the environment around him, he was able to be sustained. Not because of the boat, because when he was in the boat, he was above the water. And when he walked out away from the boat, he was above water. So it's reasonable to conclude that the boat had nothing to do with his safety and where he was and where he was going, but it was Jesus sustaining him. There was no boat. There was no spoon, but it was 100% of the Holy Spirit and Jesus working and sustaining him. And I believe this is true, and we can say this is a reasonable conclusion, because we know in Colossians that all things are held together by Jesus. That before time began, he was the one who was the spoken word was to create everything, to sustain everything, to create the systems, to create the environments that we live in. That he is the sustainer. And one of the challenges that I have is I always want to stay in the boat. I want to make the boat work faster. I want the boat to be more sturdy. I want the boat to be able to hold more cargo. I want the boat to get to the destination faster. But Jesus calls us to come out of the boat. He calls us to come closer to him, to walk after him, to follow him, to go where he is at, and to leave the boat. Because the truth of the matter is, if Jesus wants you to stay afloat, you're going to stay afloat, regardless if you're in the boat or out of the boat. And Peter got to experience that. I mean, how cool is it that Peter got to experience walking on water and to be a story, an illustration, a picture for us today, because he had the faith to get out of the boat. He realized there was no spoon. He realized that there was no boat. So what is the application for us today? What does that look like? What is the boat for you? The boat can be anything that we believe is sustaining us, that's giving us security. It can be money. It can be our careers. It can be our family. It can be any of those things where we think that it's those objects, those things in of themselves that are sustaining us or providing for us or protecting us. And when we don't give the credit 100% to Jesus and God watching over us in his providence, those are the boats in our lives. And so what value, how can we use that to help us in business, in our lives, in our church organizations? How is this applicable to us today? Well, I think one of the greatest ways that this is applicable to us is just like what happened to Peter, is we get to be more like Jesus. We get to be closer to him. We get to walk closer with him. And we get to take on more of his attributes. We get to let his Holy Spirit work through us and empower us and to do amazing things. Because Peter was able to go places the boat was not able to go. The boat was not able to get closer, but he got out of the boat to go to where Jesus was. And so the most important thing in this life is, are we finding ways to go after Jesus and to be more like Jesus? And like I said in the beginning of this episode, is we have a choice to either spend our time and our energy trying to improve the boat, or we can spend our time and energy obeying God and doing what he has asked us to do and pursue him in all of these areas. So we can put our energy in the right place when we acknowledge that it's not the boat keeping us afloat. It's not our job. It's not our income. It's not our skills. It's not how we speak. It's not how great of a podcast you do. But it's simply the Lord blessing us and sustaining us. And this helps a lot in ethical situations as well. It allows us to be ethical. It allows us to have integrity, because there are moments in our business careers, there's moments in our lives where we have a decision to make. Do we want to take the blame? Do we want to take the responsibility? Do we want to own up to what we've done? Or do we want to pass the buck? Do we want to try to save our careers and salvage our image in our own strength? Because we have to keep that image up to have the good career, because we need to have that good perspective, or we need the boss to really like us because we need that next promotion to pay for the house payment. Or I need to send my kids to college, so I need to steal some money off the top, or I need to report less on my taxes than I should. Those are all boat thinking. Those are all mentalities of trying to get the boat to work better for you. But Jesus calls us to come out of the boat. and trust him. So when we understand that it's not the boat that floats us, but it's Jesus alone, that it's God the Father, that it's the Holy Spirit working in us, it frees us to have integrity and to trust him and to have peace. We don't have to strive for tomorrow. We don't have to strive for provision for ourselves, for our family. We can simply rest in the righteous, all-powerful nature of God, and know that he has already blessed us with all spiritual things. And so we can go forward in confidence, and we can do what is right. We can live victoriously because Jesus is our champion. And we can spend time focusing on pursuing him and striving after him and focusing our careers and tuning our businesses to what is pleasing to him and not what's going to get the best sales. You know, just taking it back out of a religious context, the secular community always says that you are going to be the most successful when you are not going after money but doing what you love. And I hope as Christians that the thing we love the most is being with Jesus. And this is a lesson for us to learn so that we can do what we love. Whatever that is, whatever the application it is, if it's a hobby, if it's business, if it's a recreational sports, if it's time with the family, if it's ministry in an organization, that you don't have to trust in your own boat making skills. You don't have to trust on your own captain of the ship leadership. But you can trust on Christ alone in every area of life. And he's going to bless you when you do that because he's going to get the glory. It's not going to be because of how good of a sailor you are, but it's going to be because of how obedient you are to what he's called you to do. So that's something that has been really encouraging to me as the Holy Spirit's been working into my life. And I hope the same for you, that this can be an encouragement, that you can go out and realize that there is no boat keeping you afloat, but it is God's mercy alone. And go out in confidence and faith that you can do whatever he has asked you to do. Please reach out to me, How to Build a Tent, on Instagram and Twitter. Email me at matthowtobuildatent.com. Please go over to iTunes or wherever you listen to on Android and subscribe. That really helps get the word out and spread the news. And follow us on YouTube. You can see all of our beautiful faces and our wonderful beards if you just listen to us normally on a podcast. Thank you so much for your support, and we'll talk to you next time.